Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good afternoon, Simon. Today I really want to talk about the results, the analysis of the nationwide COVID vaccination in Israel. I think we all know that Israel is by far the most advanced country in the world with regard to COVID vaccination. In fact, the data to date, that's today, March the 4th, some 52% of the total population, that's 4.8 million people, have received the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Of these, 3,503,000, that's 38% of the population, have received the second dose. So last week, in fact, in the very prestigious medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, the results, the first actual analysis of a nationwide mass vaccination program were published. And it makes very interesting reading. It comes from a fellow called Noah Dagan and his colleagues from the Clalit Research Institute and also colleagues in the United States as well. Now, you know, it's interesting, you know, the clinical trials of the Pfizer vaccine revealed a very high efficacy, about 94 to 95% effective. Of course, the question always remains, this is a very well-controlled trial with everything actually tip-top. And the question is, how would it behave in the field? So this is the first results, really, of how the vaccine will behave in the field. And for that reason, it's extremely valuable. So they utilized the integrated data repositories of Clalit. Clalit is Israel's largest healthcare organization. The Clalit health services are responsible for 53% of the population. So this observational study involved just under 600,000 people, 596,618 to be precise, who were vaccinated between December the 20th last year and February the 1st of this year. And they were matched with an exactly equal number of individuals, matched for not only the number, but also age and the sector of the population, sociological parameters, gender, etc., etc. And they looked at vaccine effectiveness, and it's remarkable what they did found. They're looking at various parameters, for example, prevention of documented infection, whether it caused clinical illness or not. After the first dose, that monitored 14 to 20 days after the first dose, 49% were protected from infection. But after the second dose, then a monitored 7 days after, was 92%. And similar figures going down the scale. Symptomatic COVID, 57% after the first dose, 94% after the second dose. Severe disease, 62% after the first dose, 92% after the second dose. And hospitalization, similarly, 74% after the first dose and 87% after the second dose. So these are very, very interesting figures, and it confirms how effective, how remarkably effective, in fact, the Pfizer vaccine has been. Now, of course, there are a number of questions. One of them, of course, is the variant, and that kind of involves us in South Africa. Unfortunately, from an analysis point of view, but fortunately for Israel, of course, the variant, the B351 variant, or what we call the 501YB2, the one we get in South Africa, is rare in Israel, so we couldn't really establish how effective it was against that variant. But the B117, the one from England, it was, which in fact infected about 80% of the population. Again, these figures were showed that it was very effective against that particular variant. But of course, we don't know the ours. Also, the elderly, it was as effective as with the younger group. About 28% of the population were 60 years and above, and the efficacy was also between 94 and 96%. There was also a significant number of people with various comorbidities, underlying illnesses. The effectiveness very good, but slightly less, as you would expect. Interesting, also, there were 1,508 pregnant women that were vaccinated, all of them without any problems at all with the pregnancy, or the health, or the unborn infant. So this is a very valuable piece of work, very valuable publication, and again, it just confirms that the vaccine is very effective. Of course, the big question mark we still have to deal with is how it would behave